Now, when do you expect to see more political dialogue about taxation policies?
Well, the next event in the tax calendar is the pre-budget report, which is normally around the end of November. So we'd certainly expect there to be some response from the government on how much worse the $175 billion deficits become, both for the current year and for the next 2 to 3 years, for the Chancellor will feel obliged to amend his estimates. And I think that will bring closing this gap much more into the public arena again. And the opposition parties, one imagines, will feel obliged to talk about some of their measures that would close this gap. And it's our belief that not all of these can come from assumptions of growth in the economy. Hopefully some of it will come from growth, some will come from the government being able to redeem some of the shareholdings in the banks that they've acquired. But there will be an element that will have to come from tax increases, and we'll be looking that these are sufficiently broad-based that they don't hit Britain's international competitiveness in business terms, and they also, which I think is very important at the moment, they also don't hit the costs of employment and discourage businesses from taking on more employees, with unemployment rising towards 3 million.